Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Care to Read Room. You've got your own Inca 7 live coming to you straight from my studio. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you to another segment in the Care to Read Room. That's right, we're working on reordering the marriage vow, and today's segment will be featured under Dating Without Drama. We're still focusing in on those young couples who are in the dating mode. As some of you might already know, on our last segment, we had a lot of fun in here talking to our younger people about dating. That's right. We were talking about fleeing the scene if we were not ready to go into a relationship. Now, for those of you who are having drama, and there's so much drama that you want to flee the scene, we're here to help you to talk about how to alleviate the drama in relationships and how to have a harmonious relationship with the help of God Almighty, I would say, and how to also look at harmonizing our schedules so that they're not conflicting, causing a lot of drama in a relationship. Now, you drama mamas out there who are constantly out in public causing drama to some of these shy and intellectual reserved men, I want to tell you something. Time you cut up in public and cause a lot of drama, they'll say, I see you later. There is no more engagement. So we're going to have to get it together. And we're going to talk to you drama mamas out there today so we can get our thing together and hold on to our good thing. Now hold on while we go take a station identification, and we'll be right back at you in the air. So hold tight. Now, I'm not sure about our music today. We may have to switch up. Let's try it out and see what we got. All right. Welcome back, family. We are going to be getting our music together shortly. We're just getting our selections together, so bear with us on that. And ladies and gentlemen, you do have the Care to Read Room. For those of you who are wondering what room is this, you are in the Care to Read Room. And our all-new feature show, Reordering the Marriage Vow, under a remix. That's right, we're coming back to you hard and heavy this time, and we're focusing in on those couples, and we're talking about how to alleviate drama. Let's first of all, we're going to create some scenes for you. As you know, I am a bit of a character, and I like to play all the different voices. However, we have invited a gentleman to come on the show today. Whether or not he'll be with us today, I'm not certain. We've had a call in to him. He is one of the experts in the area of dating. He has been single for the last 20 years, so I claim him as an expert. And his name is Mr. Harvey, Jimmy Harvey. Now, we are going to do a call out to him. Hopefully, he's on his way to come. But if not, we'll get him in here next Saturday. Now, you got drama queens out there who like to be on television. They like to be seen. And they like to create an atmosphere to give them some visibility. Now, I want to talk to you drama mamas about what we can do to change our whole position if we are interested in dating. Dating should not have a lot of drama involved in it. That is the time when you're starting and courting. It should be smooth sailing. It should be the kind of atmosphere where you are going into the whole thing under the auspices that you're skating and coasting and gliding and just having fun. Nothing serious. Now, for you drama mama queens who got to have something serious, let's go to the throne of grace because we're going to lift up our hands and talk to our ancestors right now. As we go over to the throne of grace, we're in our talking cure room. This is where we do our spiritual work. Now, for those of you who don't know me, I am an African priestess, and I do believe in spiritual rituals. Now, say this with me. Spiritual rituals are very necessary, and especially feeding our ancestors. Especially calling our ancestors' names out. Do you not understand that your loved ones have not gone anywhere? They are energy, their frequency. They cannot go anywhere because frequency never can die. It only dissipates into the atmosphere. So they're all around you. So why don't you go ahead and set up an altar to them? Do that today. Set up an altar with all of your obituaries of your past loved ones. Set up 4 or 7 glasses of water for them. Even put a strong drink on your altar. Now, here's why I recommend a strong drink, because that is a fermenting. Put a strong drink of a beverage, of alcohol, of vodka, of some type. I didn't say you drink it, but put it on your altar. Put a cigar on your altar, a cup of tea, and put some statue of some sort that represents an African statue. And then list all of your ancestors' names and go to them and tell them, ancestors, I'm having a difficult time in this relationship. I just don't know which way this man is going. When I say up, he says down. When I say night, he says day. Please bring us together on one accord. Open up every door. Straighten every crooked road and get us on one accord and bring harmony. Then feed your ancestors. When you fix a plate of food, go in and fix a plate of food for them and put it out. Put their favorite foods up. If they like okra, if they like cabbage, if they like green string beans, if they like rice and gravy, put it out for them. You made a sacrifice to put that plate out. I know you could have fed somebody else with that plate, right? And you know, ultimately, after they eat off of it, you're going to toss it out. That's a sacrifice. And in order to get something done in your life, you must make a sacrifice. The ancestors inhabit our praises and our sacrifices. Make a sacrifice. Put a plate of food out and feed your ancestors. And guess what? You can go online now, and there is even ancestors' money. You can even purchase ancestral money. Now, remember, within that money is the content of energy. Ancestors need energy to survive. But there's negative energy, you say, only in that content of that money. That's right. And guess what? You've got to burn a bit of that energy so that it won't dissipate and come back to you. Now, all of these curses that you might have in your marriage or your relationship, guess what? They could be due to your ancestors who curse you because you won't pay them any mind. Because you won't feed them and give them energy. Because you won't give them a cool drink in the evening when they're thirsty. That's right. Just as they needed nourishment when they was here on this earth, they need nourishment in their transitioning stage as well. And we're going to lift up our ancestors, our heroes and sheroes. We're going to call them out one by one. I want you to call your personal ancestors' names out and tell them they must help you. Just like in the movie when they asked the gentleman who was coming out of slavery, what would you do, who was on trial? He says, I will go into myself, and I will call forth my ancestors, and they must come, and they must help me, and they must support me. because you're the sum total of why they came. And for those of you who are struggling, you must go within yourself and call out your ancestors' name. Now, let's do just that. As we stand before the grace of throne, we call out, first of all, our Creator's name, Oludulamare. We ask him to come and be with us today. We call out our Mother Spirit, Yamanye, come through the rivers, come through the oceans, come through the creeks, but show up through the lakes. And we know that water has no enemy. Water is neutral, so bring harmony, water. Bring justice and righteousness. We call on Obatala, my Father Spirit. Now, you must find out who's on your head for your mother. And you must find out who's on your head for your father. Get a reading done so you'll know who your mother and your father is. Don't go through life thinking that there's somebody out there that loves you more than your mothers and your fathers and your relatives. There's nobody. Not nobody, not even the God you say that's up in heaven who cares so much for you. And Jesus loves me, this I know. You don't know if Jesus loves you personally. As a matter of fact, you don't know if Jesus you are. So call on your ancestors, Eli. He's the one that will come and pick you up and make you strong. And then feed your ancestors to remind them that they must too have energy. As we call on our ancestors, I like to call on Yamanye. Bring the rivers, Yamanye. Bring the oceans. Bring the battle of the underground century where we came through the slave ship. Release those souls to us. Every one of them that was lost, bring them back home. As we call on Obatala, he is the Orisha of all of the Orishas. He's the father of the Orishas. He is the one that maintains all of the Orishas. So we call on Obatala, the man in white today. We ask him to line up with us and give us his good grace that we might make a sacrifice to call his name on a daily basis. Then call on your mother spirit. Call on your mother spirit, Eli. Call on your mother spirit, Clara Jenkins, Robert Jenkins, Essalie Pope, Tommy P. Harvin. Some of you have biological mothers that you're not even calling on who have not made their transition yet. They're still around you in your hometown, and they want somebody to settle their spirit. They haven't even made their transition back into the atmosphere. They're waiting for you to call them. Some of you who just had loved ones to die, go and ground those loved ones and bring them back. Now, if you need me to come in your home and help you set up an ancestral shrine, I can do that. But we must be ritualistic people, and we must reach back into our karmic record and pull out what belongs to us. This is not fetish. This is not witchcraft. This is not voodoo. This is not High John the Conqueror. And quit calling it that and call it what it is. It is what it is. It's our ancestral products that we have got to bring back into our arsenal. What are you going to do when you're in a war? What are you going to do when you have to stand up against someone? What are you going to do when you're in opposition of the penal institution? How are you going to fight? What are you going to fight with? You have nothing to fight with unless you embrace your ancestors, because they are your spiritual warfare. They are your weaponry. They fight in the night for you. They open up doors for you. They struggle in the courtroom for you. They go in and plead your case on behalf of you. Now, call on those ancestors and quit being a fool, walking around thinking you got some authority. You have no authority without your ancestors. Your ancestors are the one that give you authority. Never forget that. For those of you who are looking for a revolution, the revolution this time will be televised, because your ancestors are going to be all over the screen. And they're going to come up out of the grave like dry bones, and they're going to stand like a watchman on the wall, and they're going to stand, and they're going to defend you. Then you will believe and begin to realize it was your ancestors all along who had love for you. Don't tell me about your Jesus. Don't tell me about the man who couldn't save himself on the cross. He pleaded for his life, too. He said, God, if it be your will, take this cup away from me. He couldn't defend his own life. But you can bet that the ancestors are in a good place right now, where they have more power and authority than you ever would believe. And you need to tap into that power today. Tap into that power today and receive it. Some of you got broken homes. Some of you got broken relationships. Some of you got children that are scattered and out there in the streets, and you don't know how to bring them back. in calling your ancestors, Eli. They will come, and they will make you strong, and they will assist and aid you. We've got problems. We got serious problems in our relationship. This is no joke. I'm not playing with y'all. I'm telling you, unless we get it together and realize that our best person that we are to have duality with is our black males, women. And don't you know, black men, your best woman is a black woman to have a balance with. Until we start going and get those love affairs and stop integrating and start interfacing with our own, then we will have good success and we will have good treasures. Now, I want us to stop this drama. I want you to stop calling African religion voodoo. I want you to stop calling it fetish, and I want you to stop turning your back on it. I want you to start embracing it, because I'm going to press it to you and bring it to you more and more. My mother and father has been ancestors for over 20 years, and I have prayed to nobody else but them. They have opened every door for me. They have made my way plain and clear, and it has been them that assisted me. It has been them that have aided me and come to my rescue, because they have the most vested interest in me. And don't tell me about somebody in the sky that you're looking to come down to help you. I want you to know that when you take those names of your ancestors, their melanin is still vibrating. They cannot and they will not go anywhere. I don't care how far down in the ground you try to put your ancestors, that melanin still vibrates and you can tap into it. So tap into it today and gain that strength that you need. Some of you are weak in your spirit. Some of you can't stand up. Some of you are feverish and you can't function in a relationship because of your feverish ways and your wavering ways. You are not stable because you are not sure of what the next minute is going to bring. When I say have strength and have courage, and you gain that courage and strength from your ancestors, not from this wicked world. You are in the world, but you don't have to be of it. So come out of the world and stop thinking this foolishness about somebody is coming out the sky to get you and I, and about Jesus is coming back to get you. Jesus left his spirit here with us already. And the only spirit he's going to leave, he left it on this earth. He's not returning to get anyone. Right now, he left that spirit with you. He's your eldest brother. He wants you to realize that God placed his essence in you. You are actually God. And until you stir up the God in you and press him forward, and the only way he's pressed forward is through opposition. When you have trials in your life, drama in your life, you press him forward every day. He is to show up in you, and we will see God up on your face ever so clear. And we will begin to see God in each and every one of our face. That is the only God that's coming back here. Now press that God forward, and through your pricks and through your triumphs, your God will come forward and you can stop the drama. Cut it out already. There's too much drama going on TV. You go on TV and see every show. Every show you see with black women on there got drama with black women. Black men are not doing anything to you women. You are having babies just like you are a cesspool bucket. You are having babies just to get a man trapped. You cannot do that. You cannot trap a man into having his seed. And the spirits told me to tell you that. You must be decent and in order, and you must understand that with babies come responsibilities of couples who are married. Stop having these babies out of wedlock and stop being a cesspool for your sperm bank for anyone. It's important that we should get this right. We are causing so much drama on our jobs that they put us on television just to show us off so we can be made a mockery of. We get on TV and we clown and act a fool and we say, that's my daddy's baby. Oh, no, that was my daddy's baby. And you lay in with so many men that you can't even remember which one was the last one you laid with. That's enough already. We got to get this drama together. And you drama queens who are constantly on the mark and the lookout for a good man that you could destroy, I'm telling you what the ancestors said. That until you stop doing that, you will curse your own lineage down to the 1,000th generation because you can't possibly love God. Those who love God are blessed down to the 1,000th generation. They're blessed going in. They're blessed coming out. They're blessed because Melchizedek paid tithes and his loins way before we were born. And with the blessing came with the paying of tithes during that time. But we got problems. We got serious problems. And men, it's not all your fault. I know that there's no jobs there. I know that the system is against you. I know that the system is working to break you down because you carry the seed. And you can annihilate a race of people. So there's a race to the finish. Race will think will be the end result. And we must help you. Black women, you must help your black men. You must come to your senses and stop this getting on stage, shaking it down to the ground, cranking it up on TV, bouncing your butt. And I mean you must stop it because the ancestors are going to come up out of the atmosphere and they're going to handle their business because Mother Nature doesn't want any woman degrading herself in that manner. And we become a part of an institution that marks us as a sex queen. But you are saving yourself. You are saving yourself. And it's very vital that you must know that. Now, men, when you produce a baby, you must take care of a baby. You must be a father. You must be responsible. And the drama that you're creating for not paying for your mistakes and not paying for your seed, the Creator wants you to know He will come to visit you if you do not take care of those children. You know, some men have become so lackadaisy, and they feel like their money is their money. Well, I got news for you. If you produce a child in this on this earth, you're responsible for bringing up that young man and guiding him and directing him and financially paying for his whereabouts, his living allowance, and spousal funds that you're getting in the court. That's in addition to living allowance. And men, I know that you are very, very sad when you come out of prison and you haven't been connected to your son. Make sure you take all of those visitation rights and make sure you go to classes and learn child development so you can interact with your children appropriately. But let's get back to this drama. So what is really going on? What is really going on with the drama? Well, I believe that a lot of women see an opportunity to make a buck here and there and get on TV in the process and get some negative marketing advertisement. And negative marketing advertisement to them is just as good as any advertisement. But I want to tell you, there's beauty in every one of you. And the beauty that was placed in you, it was created for your man and not for the visibility of every Tom, Dick, and Harry on television. So this thing about getting up, shaking your butt before the television, having your children participate in shaking your butt, it is unnatural. It is demonized. And I'm telling you, women, cut it out, because this demonized behavior can cost your family a curse. And cursed be anything that hangeth on a tree, I know. But see, when you become cursed because your ancestors cursed you, then you're really cursed. You can't get anybody off of you until you go to the ancestors and have that curse broken. Now, you talk about hoodoo. Hoodoo may be good for you because you might need to consult a hoodoo expert to help get the curse off you. Now, there's a lot of you that are cursed, I know, and you don't even know it. You've been cursed by your mothers and your fathers. And you think that there's no way out. There's ways of breaking the curse. And there are many of you that think that your actions and behavior come from a curse. Then they might. Then see somebody and get some help. Now, relationships should have harmonious behavior. People should be able to date, go out and enjoy themselves, be seen in public, and they should be able to support each other, so that each other complements the other, has duality. But when a woman is going out, tricking on her man while she's out and dating every other man that she can and getting money on the side from them and lying to her significant other, her main man, about her situation and relationship, then she's a liar and she ought to stop it. And the Spirit told me to tell you that. You can't take a good man and pervert him. You can't trick on a good man, and you can't lay with other men while you have a commitment with one. I know you think you got it going on and you can handle more than one man, and one's paying your rent and the other one's paying your electric bill, but I'm going to tell you, that stuff will soon run out. Your children will see you doing it. And you know what? They will despise you. And a child that despises their parent, there's something wrong, because children are supposed to rise up and call you glory women. So when you get to a point where you think you got it going on, you're all that in a bag of chips, and you degrade yourself, and you go on TV with these Caucasians, you make them think that all black people function like that in their homes and their relationships, then you've done a disservice to your race. You must remember at all times you wear the scar of your blackness and you represent black people wherever you go. And if black people see you hanging out on TV acting a fool, doing things you ought not do, we ought to chastise you and take you aside and whisper something in your ear and make a deal with you that you can't refuse. Because we got too many role models that are out here claiming to be our representatives, and they're disgraceful. And we are putting up with it. There used to be a time we would take you aside and we would deal with you. And you wouldn't have a chance to get back out there and to disgrace our race. We got some work to do. You know why people keep playing with us and trying us? They think all of us are for the taking. And if you stoop so low that you let yourself fall below the level of a puny human being, then you become like somebody crawling around on all four and disgraceful. Then they can do what they want to you because you've become demonized. Quit demonizing the race. Quit forsaking the race for what you want personally. If you hate yourself and hate life and don't care what you become, then go get some help psychologically because you're sick. And right now we have a problem with relationships. We got the swingers going on. Everybody's swinging around with the other person. And, boy, we are in the Eurocentric way than more than what we know because we're swinging and having a good time and we got money and they're paying us to do this. Every time you get an extra dollar and somebody pay you to disgrace yourself, you are fully a disgrace. There's not enough money to make you stoop below the level of a human being. We're mammals. And mammals take care of their offspring. They take care of themselves. They do not function like reptiles. So why do you got so many people that are hurting each other? Why are we down on hurting each other, physically hurting each other? Men, keep your hand off these women. I don't care if they don't do what you say. They don't belong to you. And a man that disgraces and hurts a woman, the Bible said don't even bother to ask anything of God. Because he won't hear you if you've hurt a woman. There's too many women being abused by men, physically, morally, and verbally. Now, women, you can't verbalize your man. Don't go bum rushing him and bullying him and talking about what you're going to get done to him, and you got him scared out of his wits because you intact with the gang, and now you the big bad wolf. I want to say to you black people, we're loving. We're kind, we're harmonious, we're peaceful people. You're acting outside of your nature. Don't tell me you're acting like a black person and you're just a N-I-G-G-E-R because there are no Negroes in our race, and we've never created Negroes in our race. The outside races have created those characteristics. And if you want to persist on being that and acting a fool, then degrade yourself on your own time, but not on other black people who are trying to live decent. It's very vital that we should start changing things. This is a new millennium. Our language should change for each other. Our love that we have for each other. There should be more love songs being created. And men should be really into their black women. And do you not know that even though our men are locked away in jail, and we are on the outside looking in, crying with tears in our heart, and then turning to the same sex. Don't you dare turn to the same sex. It's not the same, and it is not the same results when you turn to the same sex. Wait on your men. It's only a short time now. Those prison doors are going to open. Trust me, they're going to open. You cannot cage a human being over 100 years. You cannot. The very earth will open up and release them because their time, you're taken away from a youth. And right now there's a plan. And women, you and I need to get a plan to help our men. Instead of shaking our butts on TV, let's come together and create a plan to help our men when they do come out. Let's start sending letters. Let's start calling them on the phone and let them know that it ain't time. It's almost time, honey. Time is up on you and you're going to be due to be released. And we call on the ancestors that every day counts, that they will release those men and they will come home. So the question, will women, will you be ready for them? You must remember, we're the only ones, women, that are on the front line that can help our men. So stop this nonsense and this drama and start working on training and planning of how you can help your household and create better families. It's very vital that we should do this. We do not have time for this nonsense of taking our clothes off on TV, women. We don't have time for it anymore. We don't have time to take money for sex. We don't have time to sell our bodies to other people who don't love us. How can someone love you who desecrated your mother and your father and desecrated your man and still are desecrating your man? We have serious problems. We have legal problems with the system not being sensitive to us in the courtroom. And I say take it to the higher courts. Take it to the higher courts and come out of these courtrooms who are desecrating our people. We got real serious problems on our hands. Courtrooms are not being fair. Policemen are getting away with murder and doing things, and we act like we have no arsenal tools. Well, we have arsenal tools, and our weaponry is not carnal. We don't carry pistols and guns. We don't have to because we tap into the spirit, and the Mother Nature is the one who aids us. Mother Nature is the one who knows what to do. Now, you think these earthquakes and these volcanoes and these hurricanes are coming on their own? The very souls of the women are causing Mother Nature to take revenge. And Mother Nature knows who to take revenge on. You don't even have to tell her. But enough is enough already. We're damaging our reputation. We're damaging our families. But we can turn it around overnight. We can turn it around. Come off these television shows and quit gossiping about one another and dogging each other out and try to become harmoniously in love again. Oh, when we are in love again, it is so great. When a black man loves a woman, there's nothing in the world that he wouldn't do for his wife. And when a black woman loves her man, oh, how she can do everything he desires. Let's be in love again and stop the drama. Because a drama relationship will cause a whole earth to be damaged and cause our nation to rise up against us. When you look at Africa and you see a whole nation of people who have been lost because of religion, the more religion you bring those people in Africa, the more lost they are. And all these missionaries who have destroyed these religions over in Africa, they are going to have to be held accountable for every soul that's lost in Africa. And if we are enforcing these missionaries to go abroad to terminate these African gods and to hurt them and harm them with false gods, when you internalize a picture, you can't internalize words, but you can take a snapshot of a picture. When every time they see a white Jesus, they internalize that. And they realize what it could do to them. So I'm saying to all of us, we've got to make a change and make that change quickly. And we've got to do something here stateside that will make a change for us. We most importantly have got to do something about the media and what we're portrayed as on television. And we've got to turn that around. We can turn it around in a heartbeat. And let's do it together. We will see you on Saturday. Please do join me this Saturday on Cheers, and I'll be speaking at 9 o'clock and as well as this Saturday at 1. Thank you. try this other music. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, please do join me this Saturday. I'll be back with you again, talking strong and heavy on the topic of relationships and reordering our marriage vows for the 21st century. This is a remix. And ladies and gentlemen, I am so serious about what we have to do about our presence in the media and what we have to do to change what the perception of us is. And we are going to change the perception of our rituals and of our true traditional African religion. No other religion would be here if it wasn't for African religion. You must understand it is one of the oldest religions. Christianity is a newcomer on the scene. Check it out. The documentation will back me up on this. Once and for all, you must embrace your own. You must embrace your African gods, and you must embrace your tradition, and you must be proud of them. We're not talking about Mbutu, and we're not talking about you going back to Africa on a movement. I'm talking about you bringing little Africa right here in your own backyard and learning your rituals, because they are your spiritual warfare, and they are what you're going to use in the time of a revolution. Those are the tools you will use, and you will need to know about how to operate in the spirit realm. And for those of you who are trying to operate in the spirit realm and have no direction, and who are trying to work magic and trying to work all kinds of demonistic stuff, stop it. Unless you've been trained to become a priestess, you have no business trying to work magic on anyone. And you have no business trying to put spells on people. That is not what this religion is about. This religion is about a commitment to prayer. This religion is about a commitment to change the whole world for the benefit of the whole world. We are talking about salubrious diversity, where we all can have our space and spot on the world, and people do not have to desecrate you for who you are and what you